The government wants to train thousands of cyber warriors to protect government networks and infrastructure. But much of what happens on the internet is not controlled by the government, but rather private business. Just how the two, government and business, can work together was a big topic at a cybersecurity conference in Washington yesterday. NPR's Carolyn Beeler was there.
It's hard to imagine business without the internet today. Online shopping, online banking, online communications. Democratic Senator Barbara Mikulski from Maryland says those services are run by private companies. But if hackers attacked them, it would hurt the whole country.
We cannot do anything in the United States government to protect and defend the United States government without the private sector. The private sector is both the solution and simultaneously is also the target of cyber attacks.
Mikulski pledged $10 million to develop a national cybersecurity center. There, private sector security experts can be trained on the latest technology. Chris Lovejoy is IBM's director of security strategy. She says knowledge sharing with the government is exactly what the industry needs. Security professionals generally know what the threats to their companies look like, but they don't always know exactly what to do about them.
If there are 100,000 things to worry about and 100,000 technologies that I can buy to fix my problem, where do I start? Who tells me what provides the most value?
Lovejoy says she'd like advice and guidance from the government. What she doesn't want is one-size-fits-all regulation. But some kind of government response to the cyber terror threat is likely. A bill that's in the Senate now would increase cybersecurity requirements for some businesses. Carolyn Beeler, NPR News, Washington.